Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Posture towards Venezuela. President Trump has ordered a carrier group to the region. Strikes on boats continue. The White House says these boats are trafficking drugs, but Democratic Senator Mark Kelly told ABC's This Week he's not sure these strikes are legal.
The White House and the Department of Defense could not give us a logical explanation on how this is legal. They were tying themselves in knots trying to explain this.
The president's touting peace deals in Asia, where he took part in a signing that expands a ceasefire between Cambodia and Thailand. Trade deals are also on the agenda, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the framework's in place for the president's meeting with China's Xi Jinping. And Hurricane Melissa, now Category 4, as it heads towards Jamaica. This is ABC News. There were historic sounds this morning at the Vatican.
At St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. Something that hasn't been heard in a minute. A top American cardinal, Raymond Burke, celebrating Mass in Latin. Pope Leo had allowed the Latin Mass, thrilling conservative traditionalists. The priests celebrating the Mass with their backs to the pews, as was done before the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s, modernized the church. Many traditionalist Catholics had felt abandoned by Pope Francis, who greatly restricted the ancient rites. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A New Jersey police officer has been charged with misconduct. Prosecutors say that Franklin Township Sergeant Kevin Ballara was the on-duty officer when police received 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming. But prosecutors say instead of immediately responding, he drove in the opposite direction to an ATM, then spent almost 2 hours in two different restaurants. The shooting turned out to be a double murder. He's due to appear in court next month. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly mostly cloudy. It's starting to transition to partly cloudy conditions in Richland Center. And forecast for today, sunny and warmer with a nice fall day and a high 63. Mostly clear and calm tonight with a low of 36. And sunny and a touch cooler tomorrow with increasing clouds late in the day and a high of 59. And currently in Richland Center, as I mentioned, it's becoming partly cloudy out there. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 54 degrees.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly. Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
When the weather is inclement,
It's the perfect time to freshen up your home with a brand new look. Get those walls ready for the holidays with Harris Professional Painting. Whether it's your living room, kitchen, or the whole house, Harris brings quality, care, and a flawless finish to every job. Fully insured and offering free estimates, you can relax knowing your project's in good hands. Call Harris Professional Painting today at 608-604-8336 and give your home the gift of color this winter.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Today is Sunday, October 26th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A Madison woman accused of attacking her father with a knife is headed to trial. 34-year-old Jamie Anderson faces attempted homicide charges in the August attack. A Dane County judge entered a not guilty plea on Anderson's behalf on Thursday. She's accused of walking some 18 miles from her home in Madison to Stoughton to attack her father with a knife. He escaped and was able to contact police, who arrested Anderson without further incident. Anderson, who claimed she attacked her father because he was the devil, has been ruled competent to stand trial despite her hallucinations. She's being held on a $500,000 cash bond. A nonprofit group is trying to keep a Madison homeless shelter open full-time. The new North Side facility is set to open in April of 2026, but current funding levels won't cover housing residents 24/7. Shelter Friends of Dane County says it needs roughly $50 a person a day to run the building full-time, or over $4.5 million a year. Madison and Dane County officials are contributing to an endowment for the facility, but Shelter Friends still need about $1 million in investments to hit their full-time goal. Healthcare providers are trying a new tactic to promote the healing effects of nature. They're actually writing prescriptions for it. Time in nature can lower blood pressure and reduce at least the perception of stress. Doctors recommending times outdoors isn't new, but hundreds of them over the last decade have taken to issuing formal prescriptions in hopes of getting people to follow through. ParkRx America has been providers set up to set up nature prescriptions. They say nearly 2,000 healthcare facilities are registered with them and have issued more than 7,000 nature prescriptions since 2019. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the public to help keep the state's deer herd healthy by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from baiting and feeding in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting is the intentional placement of any material, including food, scented materials, salts, minerals, and grains, to attract wild animals for hunting purposes. Feeding is the deliberate placement of material used to feed or attract wild animals for non-hunting purposes, including recreational and supplemental feeding, except as allowed for birds and small mammals. Baiting and feeding encourages deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location, creating an environment where infected deer can quickly spread diseases like chronic wasting disease through direct contact with healthy deer or through indirect contact in the environment. Infected deer can also leave infectious CWD prions behind their saliva, blood, feces, and urine, creating a risk to any healthy deer that may visit the site in the future. CWD can spread rapidly when these prions remain in an area where more deer are sure to congregate, such as a feed pile. CWD is an always fatal disease that affects the nervous system of deer, elk, moose, and caribou, caused by misshapen prion protein. In counties where baiting and feeding bans are in effect, individuals may still feed birds and small mammals, provided feeding devices are within 50 yards of a human dwelling and at a sufficient height or design to prevent access by deer. Find more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties with active bans on the DNR's baiting and feeding regulations webpage. Government imposters scams are always circulating and pose a significant threat to consumers and businesses. According to the Federal Trade Commission, government imposter scams consistently rank among the most reported types of fraud annually. These scams involve fraudsters posing as government officials from agencies like the IRS, Social Security Administration, or law enforcement to trick victims into providing personal information, money, or access to sensitive accounts. Tips for avoiding government imposter scams include: verify directly with the agency. If someone claims to be from a government agency, contact the agency using its official website or phone number. Never use the contact information provided by the caller or emailer. Know how government agencies operate. Legitimate agencies like the IRS and Social Security Administration will not demand immediate payment, threaten arrest, or ask for sensitive information over the phone, email, or text. Beware of unusual payment methods. Request for payments via gift cards, cryptocurrency, or peer-to-peer payment apps are a clear sign of a scam. Protect your personal information. Avoid sharing sensitive details like social security numbers, bank account details, or passwords unless you initiated the contact with a verified agency. Check email extensions. Official government correspondence usually come from .gov or .mil addresses. Messages from Gmail, Yahoo, or similar domains claiming to be government-related are scams, and report scams immediately. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. You are invited to join family and friends of Ray Schrader this afternoon at Akooch Books and Libations Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center. Records and CDs that Ray collected through the years will be offered for sale. The family is planning to use the proceeds for an upcoming memorial to the longtime WRCO radio announcer who died in July of 2020 at the age of 95. Ray began a lengthy career with the Department of Motor Vehicles as a driver's license examiner in 1958. In addition to his career with the DMV, he embarked on a 55-year career as a part-time high school sports broadcaster and radio show host with WRCO Radio. Ray was the radio voice for River Valley Blackhawks and Richland Center Hornets football and basketball games. He was best known for his popular Saturday big band radio show, Reminiscing with Ray. Everyone is welcome today between 1 and 4 at Mastodon Records, located at 130 South Main Street in Richland Center. Richland Center High School choirs will present a fall concert on Tuesday at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. There are 30 freshman singers this year and 86 upperclassmen. The evening will include a mixture of old standards and new treasures. Cost of admission is $5. WRCO News Time is 12:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 56 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Freimiller Butchering Service, located on Highway 60 near Blue River, is a family affair. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a post on the Friends of Blue River, dated October 28, 2023, a thriving family business is the Freimiller Butchering Service, located near Blue River, and is operated by Harold Freimiller, his wife, and his two sons, Dwight and Kenneth, and some employees outside the family. Although 80% of the work consists of custom slaughtering, the Freimillers also turn out hundreds of pounds of tasty bratwurst, bologna, summer sausage weekly, and either fresh or smoked, if you prefer. Freimiller buys considerable livestock on the hoof for custom butchering, and his delivery is to customers practically from coast to coast. Other livestock is bought by customers to be cut into halves or quarters for bulk delivery or into steaks, chops, roasts, and ground meat. Harold Freimiller says he has been handicapped, though, in the past by a running battle with the state meat inspectors. They suspended his license for a time for alleged minor infractions and were responsible for a drop-off in his production of nearly 50% that single year. Most of the problems, Mr. Freimiller says, has been tough state regulations that attempt to force the small slaughterers into putting in expensive equipment. Mr. Freimiller says, I would need to spend nearly $100,000 to comply with their regulations. But this visitor, who went to the plant, was impressed with the cleanliness and efficiency. Walls are newly painted, equipment is clean, the employees are all neatly dressed. Right now, the Freimiller Butchering Service is on good terms with the inspectors. The most recent inspection reports noted the plant is doing a real fine job. All carcasses are very clean. Everything is neat and properly ordered for this butchering service. Freimiller is also proud of the winning the Championship Blue Ribbon Award for his bacon he submitted to the most recent state competition. He has operated in the Blue River plant for nearly 5 years since purchasing the business from Mr. and Mrs. Max Miller. But prior to that, he had spent all of his adult years in the butchering trade. He was born and raised in the Boscobel area, son of Mr. and Mrs. Lou Freimiller, but he learned butchering when he was a young man in the state of Washington. He had been back to this area for now 26 years, following the butchering trade all this time, including his years while he was in the military service, and he was charged with the military meat supplies at an overseas station. Freimiller Butchering Service has a large slaughter room, a fully electric smokehouse, hickory smoking of hams, bologna, bacon, and bratwurst can be cured, a cooler which holds up to 22 head of cattle, and a completely equipped processing room where he finishes his product in cut, weighed, and sorted, packed materials. Both Mr. Freimiller and his wife are very happy that their two sons are interested in the business. He says, having two boys to take over allows me to take it a little bit easier in my elderly years. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, titled, Oh, for Some of That Pumpkin Butter.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCL News time is 1220. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Sunday, October 26th. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 3 until 7. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery on Thursday at 10. Gloria Bagley is survived by her husband of 50 years, Reginald, two daughters, Dawn and Pete Kitto of Baraboo, and Holly Bagley of Casanova. Two grandchildren, one brother, Terry and Barb Pliner of Gotham, and nieces and a nephew. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova. Hank Neuenhaus, 99, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Saturday, December 20th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Hank Neuenhaus, 99, of Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good Sunday to you, everyone. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO. We have a few clouds sticking around this morning, but those will give way to sunny skies this afternoon. High pressure is still going to dominate our main weather feature for the area today and also for your Monday. But that will be replaced by a low-pressure system that's going to move in from the Great Plains. That's going to slide just to our south and west, which will increase our clouds and maybe touch off a chance for some rain showers. showers on Monday night and into Tuesday, possibly lingering into your Wednesday, but that'll clear out of the area by Wednesday evening. Things then look dry for the tail end of the week as high pressure builds back in again. Forecast details for today, mostly sunny and really nice fall day. A high of 63 degrees, winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and calm at a low of 36 degrees, winds out of the east at 3 to 8 miles per hour. For Monday, mostly sunny and a touch cooler. We'll see increasing clouds much later in the day, a high of 59 degrees, winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain developing after midnight as that low pressure system does make its way into our area. A low of 39 degrees, winds out of the east at 5 to 10, gusting up to around 20 miles per hour. On Tuesday, rain showers likely mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, we're looking at cloudy and cooler conditions and a high of 54. Winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. On Wednesday, could see some light rain sticking around in the morning hours, then turning partly sunny and breezy for the afternoon, a high of 55 and a low around 40. Thursday, partly cloudy and a dry, 54 for the high, 34 for your low. On Friday, partly sunny and breezy, a high of 52, a low of 34. For Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 54 and a low of 34. Well, have a great day, everyone. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 57 degrees after a morning low of 30. Yesterday's high was 47, and we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1952 was 86 degrees with a record low of 17 that was set back in 1966. Last year's high was 60 with a low of 24. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:02, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:30. Winds are out of the west, southwest. Right now we got winds up to 13 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.29, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 57 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Salon owner, you know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy. Find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Yesterday, there was high school tournament action around the state and for local teams and area teams that played in high school volleyball. It was the regional championships that were being played yesterday. And Richland Center Hornets saw their great season end because Luther beat them 3-0 in Division III action. Also in Division III, River Valley also had a great season, and they saw it end by losing 2 Mineral Points 3-1. So Luther will advance on to take on Aquinas. They'll be hosting Aquinas. And as far as Marshall goes, they will be, and as far as Mineral Point goes, they will be facing Marshall because Marshall won 3-0 over Darlington. And also Aquinas, I forgot to mention why Aquinas advanced on. So Aquinas beat Viroqua 3-1. So as I mentioned, Aquinas will be at Luther this coming Thursday. And then Marshall, they will be at Mineral Point. Also in Division III, Lake Country Lutheran, they beat Broadhead 3-2. And it was Watertown Lutheran Prep over Cambridge 3-0. So this next week it'll be Watertown hosting Lake Country Lutheran. In Division II, Mosinee beat Reedsburg 3-0, and Waupaca beat Lakeland 3-1. So Waupaca will be at Mosinee. And coming up next, it'll be Edgewood at Sauk Prairie because Sauk Prairie beat McFarland 3-0, and it was Edgewood over Mount Horeb 3-0. Also, there was high school boys soccer regional championship matches played yesterday, and the Richland Center boys soccer team, they saw their season come to an end as well as they lost to Amherst 8-0. So Amherst will advance on and be in Arcadia because Arcadia defeated Nakusa 9-0. Also, River Valley saw their soccer season end as well. The boys soccer team in Division IV, they lost to Brookfield Academy 3-1. And Madison Country Day Co-op beat Wisconsin Heights Barneville 3-0. So the next round, it'll be Madison Country Day Co-op at Brookfield Academy. In Division III, Fort Atkinson beat Prairie du Chien Co-op 3-1, and Edgewood beat Lakeside Lutheran 1-0. So Edgewood will be hosting Fort Atkinson next. And then Edgerton beat Platteville Lancaster 4-0, and McFarland defeated Mount Horeb 4-0. So McFarland will be hosting Edgerton in the next round of the playoffs. And also in Division II, DeForest beat Baraboo 6-0, and it was Sauk Prairie over Monona Grove 1-0. So Sauk Prairie will be at DeForest. There was also cross-country action yesterday. And Prairie du Chien in the sectional championship meet. In girls action, A couple place winners from Riverdale. Melanie Williamson, she placed 33rd, and at 43rd it was Mallory Meese. And in the boys action yesterday in cross, or girls team action in cross country, I should say, Darlington came in first, Fenimore came in second as a team, Boscobel took eighth, and Kickapoo Lafarge placed 9th. Also, in boys' team action, Brookwood placed first, Fenimore second, and then also other individual place winners in cross-country action at Prairie du Chien yesterday. Bodie Bright of Boscobel placed 4th overall, and Landon Turgeson of Kickapoo Lafarge placed 12th. And also, North Crawford's Sam Noble, he placed 8th. Jordan Davison rushed for a pair of touchdowns, and number 6 Oregon overcame a slow start to hand Wisconsin its 6th straight loss with a 21-7 victory on a rainy Saturday night. Dante Moore threw for more for just 86 yards for the Ducks, who didn't score their first touchdown until late in the opening half. He left the game with an apparent face injury in the third quarter. Wisconsin avoided its third straight shutout with Hunter Simmons' two-yard touchdown pass to Lance Mason with 7:57 to go in the game. The touchdown snapped a drought of 11 straight quarters without a point for the Badgers. Elsewhere in Big Ten action yesterday, it was Indiana, number two ranked Indiana, beating UCLA 56-6. Also, it was 23rd ranked Illinois being upset by Washington by a score of 42-25. Michigan, the 25th ranked Michigan Wolverines, beat Michigan State 31-20. Nebraska beat Northwestern 28-21. It was Rutgers over Purdue 27-24. And Iowa defeated Minnesota 41-3. In state football action in the WEAC conference in Division III, Stout beat Stevens Point 42-22. It was UW River Falls over Eau Claire 73-21. Wisconsin Whitewater beat Platteville 29-19, and La Crosse defeated Oshkosh 44-13. Oregon quarterback Dante Moore took a hit to the face on a tackle and left Saturday's game against Wisconsin late in the third quarter, as mentioned. Blood was seen on Moore's nose as he was treated on the field. Later, he emerged from the medical tent with his helmet on and remained on the sideline. Backup Brock Thomas threw a one-yard touchdown pass to Gennarius Wilson in the fourth that put number six Oregon up 21-0. Week 9 of college football has mainly seen the expected outcomes. Georgia Tech, Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Indiana secured victories, contrasting with Week 8 when four top 10 teams lost. Texas delivered its second straight overtime win, and Memphis and Navy are making strong cases for the AP top 25 after recent wins. Aaron Rodgers will face Green Bay for the first time since he left the club when the Steelers host the Packers in a primetime showdown. Rodgers won four MVP awards and a Super Bowl as Green Bay's starting quarterback from 2008 to 2022. The Steelers are 4-2 and atop the AFC North, but smarting after getting upset on the road in Cincinnati a week ago. The Packers have won two straight since a tie against Dallas. Green Bay edge rusher Micah Parsons seems to be settling in with his new team. Parsons had three sacks and a victory over Arizona last week. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game between the Packers and the Steelers right here on WRCO 100.9 tonight. Pregame will be at 5 with the kickoff at around 7:20. Other games going on today in the NFL. These are noon games. The Dolphins at the Falcons. The Ravens are hosting the Bears. The Jets at the Bengals. The Bills at the Panthers. Also, the Texans are hosting the 49ers. The Patriots are hosting the Browns. The Eagles are hosting the Giants. And then for the three games that start shortly after 3 o'clock, it will be the Buccaneers at the Saints. The Colts are hosting the Titans. The Cowboys at the Broncos. And, of course, it's the Packers at the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. And then for Monday Night Football, it will be the Commanders at the Chiefs. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Christian Watson appears set to make his season debut today after recovering from a torn anterior cruciate ligament. The Packers have activated Watson from the reserve physically unable to perform list. The move clears the way for him to play tonight at Pittsburgh. Watson hasn't played since tearing the ACL in his right knee during Green Bay's 2024 regular season finale. He returned to practice 3 weeks ago and said this week he believed he was ready to return. Watson caught 29 passes for 620 yards and 2 touchdowns last season. Lamar Jackson will miss the third consecutive game with a hamstring injury when the Baltimore Ravens host the Chicago Bears. The Ravens ruled out Jackson yesterday while also saying he was not, in fact, a full participant in practice the previous day. Jackson was initially listed as a full participant Friday and questionable for today's game, but now the team has downgraded him to out and said he was actually limited on Friday. The Ravens lost to Houston and the Los Angeles Rams without Jackson, and even an open date last weekend wasn't enough for them to get the two-time MVP back. The New York Jets have announced the death of former center Nick Mangold at age 41. Mangold died last night from complications of kidney disease. Less than 2 weeks ago, he revealed on social media that he needed a kidney transplant and was seeking a donor. Diagnosed with a genetic defect in 2006, Mangold has been on dialysis. Jets owner Woody Johnson described him as a legendary player and beloved teammate. Mangold, a seven-time Pro Bowl selection, was enshrined in the Jets' Ring of Honor in 2022. He is survived by his wife and four children. NBA action from yesterday. These scores to pass along from last night. The Bulls beat the Magic by a score of 110-98. It was the Thunder over the Hawks, 117-100. The 76ers beat the Hornets, 125-121. It was the Grizzlies over the Pacers, 128-103. And the Nuggets beat the Suns, 133-111. Today in the NBA, games that'll be played, Spurs are hosting the Nets. It'll be the Pistons hosting the Celtics. Hornets at the Wizards. The Bucks will be at the Cavaliers. That'll be a 5 o'clock tip-off time. It'll be the Knicks at the Heat. The Pacers at the Timberwolves. The Raptors at the Mavericks. The Clippers are hosting the Trailblazers. And it will be the Kings hosting the Lakers. And also, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has expressed shock over the arrests of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier on gambling-related charges. Speaking on Friday night during Amazon Prime Video's first broadcast, Silver said he was deeply disturbed by the indictments. The arrests, which happened on Thursday, involved three dozen people, including Billups and Rozier. Rozier is accused of conspiring to help associates win bets based on his performance. Billups faces charges related to rigged poker games. Silver apologized to fans, noting the situation has overshadowed the league's opening week. Yamamoto threw a four-hitter for his second consecutive complete game and the first in World Series since 2015, and the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-1 to tie their best-of-seven matchup at one game apiece. Coming off a three-hitter against Milwaukee in the National League Championship Series, that was the first postseason complete game in 8 years, and he retired his final 20 batters. The previous pitcher to go the distance in the Fall Classic was Kansas City's Johnny Soweto against the New York Mets in Game 2 a decade ago. Will Smith had a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning and had three RBIs for the Dodgers. And velocity rules in October. There have been a record 255 pitches of 100 miles per hour or faster this postseason, up from 105 last year and the previous high of 169 in 2022. Right-handed relievers averaged 96.2 miles per hour with their four-seam fastballs through the World Series opener, and increased from 95.8 miles per hour last postseason and 93.3 miles per hour when the Major League Baseball started tracking it in 2008. A study released by the MLB last offseason concluded rising velocities and emphasis on maximum effort are likely causing more pitcher injuries. MLB decided last month to prohibit scouting of many high school and college prospects during the offseason to mandate recovery time. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel. Your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Or always seeing only what you wanna see. Walking in your own reality. Are you awake or are you living in a dream? Making movies in the back of your mind, frame by frame, line by line. Try to change and rearrange it all the time, but it is the same, and you don't know why. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for fame, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Two men could be walking in the same shoes, and at the same time they hear the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One's living and the other one's dying. Tell me now, which one are you gonna choose? Cause in the end it's up to you. And the fact is there's only one truth, and the difference is every point of view. If you're looking for love, you're gonna find it. Looking for faith, you're gonna find it. Looking for hope, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Looking for fear, you're gonna find it. Looking for trouble, you're gonna find it. Looking for love, you're gonna find it. You're gonna finally find what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And when you finally find it, there'll be no denying that you were holding it the whole time. And tomorrow's too late, you just can't wait. Change your mind. What you're looking for.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
For over 20 years, Wilson Door and Construction has been a trusted name in Richland Center for work services, garage door installations and services, and residential home construction. Our commitment to quality work ensures that your project is completed to the highest standards. Whether you need garage door services or are planning to build your dream home, trust Wilson Door and Construction for reliable service and exceptional results. Contact us today at 608-604-3623 to discuss your project needs.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. it's not killing me when it does. And that watch I gave you still looks good on your wrist. Don't you think it's time we end this little experiment? 'Cause I
close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. Shine like a